Hi, everyone. We'd like to welcome you officially to our very first episode of the Defenders Digest. We're so excited to be giving you a recap of everything ERP security. So to help kick things off, let's introduce ourselves. JP, let's start with you.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. And really happy and honored to be doing this with you. On this side, JP, co-founder and CTO of Funapsis. My background is on cybersecurity on ERP applications, vulnerability management, vulnerability research, work with Paul on all things threat intel, vulnerability research with the research labs. So really happy to be here.
Thanks for the intro. And I'm so excited to be here too, to get to know you, the rest of the team, and what Funapsis does. I mean, it's so exciting. Here, I'm happy to be here as the Director of Security Research, working with JP and the rest of the teams. My background is also in security research. It's in engineering. It's in threat intel. So I've had a wonderful career with lots of different organizations, and it helps to bring that perspective and to really get an understanding as to how we're doing our vulnerability research here for ERP security. With that said, I want to talk about this program, the Defenders Digest. Each month, we'll be discussing the latest ERP security news and what you need to know and how it impacts you. Since this is our first video, we're going to be talking about highlights from May as well as June. So let's go ahead and dive in. We're going to talk about May. Though we officially released some of our findings in April, we want to touch again a little bit on P4 chains, since it is an evolving situation and really interesting when it comes to vulnerability chaining. JP, can you give us a recap of this family of vulnerabilities, like what it is, who found it, why it's important, what can organizations do?
Absolutely, thank you, Paul. As you said, P4 chains is definitely important and critical, but why? I wanna touch on that. Because I think there is something unique of P4 chains that we have seen parts of it in the past in other vulnerabilities or other critical issues. P4 chains is a set of vulnerabilities. It's vulnerabilities affecting different components of SAP applications. These vulnerabilities were identified by the Funapsis research labs, Pablo Artuso and Ivan Genuer, who work very hard to understand the attack surface of different components on SAP. But when I say it's a special group of vulnerabilities, it's because it highlights the complexity of securing ERP applications, because it's not just one CVE or a set of CVEs. It's really different vulnerabilities affecting different components that can be combined to ultimately achieve a broader attack surface with a broader and deeper impact. So we are talking about ACLs, services configurations. We are talking about vulnerabilities in HTTP components, in P4 services, in different parts of SAP applications. That's why if you wanna protect your systems and make sure that you are not leaving any remaining risk or residual risk from P4 chains, you need to be able to understand the systems and really identify and assess a lot of different moving parts. So this research was definitely in-depth, was definitely top-notch, and not because we say so, but it's also because it's part of the Black Hat Conference. So it's going to be presented in August by the Funapsis Research Labs, right there in Black Hat Vegas. So if you want to get more details about it, if you're going to be in the conference, mark your agenda with the presentation from Funapsis, as the team is going to be walking you through the research process as well as the different vulnerabilities that were spotted. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Paul.
I agree with you completely. I mean, this research for P4 chains is absolutely top notch, and the chaining aspect of it is just, it's amazing. So if you want to know more, absolutely go ahead and sign up and attend the Black Hat session by our researchers. With that said, let's jump into our May recap patch Tuesday. So our SAP security notes analysis included 25 new and updated SAP security patches released. Of those, 3 hot news notes and 9 high priority notes. Several critical vulnerabilities in SAP 3D Visual Enterprise License Manager's web interface should be paid close attention to. Now, let's go ahead and jump into June. One of the biggest pieces of news we have seen so far is the MOVEit Transfer vulnerability. So what is it? Well, MOVEit Transfer is an application. All versions are vulnerable to this. It's created by Progress Software. What happened is that there's a SQL injection vulnerability, and the SQL injection vulnerability, unauthenticated, will allow attackers full access into the system. So MOVEit itself is an application that allows secure file transfers, either internally or externally, between companies, between organizations. And there's a lot of organizations, large companies and federal institutions, that use this application to transfer files securely. So this is important, this attack, because it is allowing this ransomware gang, Clop, which is based out of Russia, to access data in large quantities across lots of different industries, lots of different organizations. Then they go ahead and hold this set of data as a ransom. And if the organizations don't pay, then they're using that data to go ahead and extort these organizations. If these organizations don't comply with the Clop ransomware group, they'll go ahead and release it on their Onionware site. Progress Software is responding back with patches. So they also have a page that dictates, here's the things, here's the recommendations on what you can do. So if you're unable to patch right away, then what they recommend is that you go ahead and block HTTP and HTTPS port access. That will go ahead and stop the attack. Now, the next step, of course, is to go ahead and patch. But you really don't know if you've been compromised. So the next step is to do a forensics investigation of your systems. Look for files that were created that are suspicious. Look for evidence of files being moved, right? Check your logs. It's important to have that monitoring in place. And that monitoring may take more than days and weeks. We might not know the fallout for months. So again, visit Progress Software if you're using MOVEit. Go ahead and patch your MOVEit Transfer application and ensure you have proper monitoring in place. The impact on this, we don't really know globally. The Clop ransomware group, even though they are posting information, they're still holding a lot of information close to the chest. We do know that they've published information that says hundreds of organizations have been compromised. Yet they did put a disclaimer up saying if you're a US federal institution or police organization, that they are telling those organizations they don't want that data, that they've gone ahead and deleted it. So best to make sure you're patching your systems and you're monitoring. Now, the general lesson here is that you want to make sure you're doing that for all your applications and all your systems. Make sure that you're monitoring your traffic. Make sure that you have a security operations center in place that is educated about all the different applications and tools that are in use, that there's proper logging in place. Make sure you have firewalls in place. Make sure you have web application firewalls looking for things like this, SQL injection. And stay up to date on patches for everything that you have once you get an audit done of the software that you have in your environments. With that said, let's go ahead and jump into the analysis of our June patch Tuesday. JP?
Awesome. Thank you, Paul. As Paul mentioned, he covered the May patch Tuesday, but this is an ongoing process, right? So since SAP adopted the reoccurring release of monthly cadence, every month we are releasing an analysis of the patches with some highlights and some additional recommendations. You can go ahead and check on the blog post of Anapsys. We provide a lot of insights there. Now, June came to be a lower or slower than usual Patch Tuesday because it has included 13 new and updated security patches, which is below the average. However, this includes 4 high priority nodes. Those are the ones that you should be paying attention first and foremost. And as an interesting side of the Patch Tuesday, the group of vulnerabilities, really, there's one type of vulnerability that stands out, that is a cross-site scripting. And this definitely shows the willingness by SAP to secure or improve the security of these HTTP-enabled applications, because cross-site scripting vulnerabilities affect the web applications. And some of these vulnerabilities that have been patched in June were reported by security researchers, where others were found internally by SAP. So that definitely shows a cadence of improvement around web that is worth noting and especially important if you are running web applications within your SAP application to implement these patches. Special attention to one cross-site scripting in SAP CRM addressed by node 3315971 and the update that was released to this node, which is 3322800. Make sure that you address that vulnerability because that's definitely an important one. Having said that, stay tuned. We are continuously working with Paul and the research labs to understand the threat landscape, to understand the attack surface of ERP applications and release data points, guidance for organizations to be able to address and stay secure. So we are continuously working and we are continuously releasing new information. So stay tuned because we are actively working on specific threat intelligence that will be released soon. So with that, maybe some closing remarks, Paul?
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me to be here with you today to kick off our first in this series of the Defenders Digest. And wow, it's amazing. Thank you so much, JP, for being here with me. And thank you, everyone, for watching our first kickoff here and for joining us. And we'll see you in July.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. We'd like to welcome you to, of course, I mess up in the first moment. Pause. I guess I'll hit the stop.